Hey, welcome to our pre-show. It is the 24th. I was talking to Jackie. Then I came down here and started the show. She wanted to look at the town hall. It was a Kamala Harris town hall. And I said, you know, I gotta get to work. So I came down here and I just sat down and started, like I did yesterday, the show. So this pre-show you're listening to is once again one that I'm doing after the show. And I had a couple of really weird ideas, and one of them wasn't so weird. It's Elcott coming on and finding fault with Bobby Dooley, putting a show on called The Badoo and, you know, showing her ass off at shopping centers and shit. And then the other one, I came up with a stupid idea. A guy by the name of, Jim Jalen or something. Real movies, and he wants to talk about real movies, movies that tell you exactly what they're about, who the good guy is, who the bad guy is. They don't fuck around. There's no veiled themes or anything. There's no strange interwoven, meaning to the movies. They are what they are. And most of these movies that he admires as being very direct like that are sci-fis from the 50s. One of them is the Day Mars Invaded the Earth. And I got that idea while I was watching this fucking movie, and I'm thinking, you know, this movie just says it. You know, The Day Mars Invaded the Earth. It's not a very good movie. It's a 1950s sci-fi. What do you want? But some of them are actually really good. This is a crazy thing. Some of the movies are so shitty, but they're watchable. I don't know how to describe it. This movie sucked. It really it had Marie Windsor. If you know Marie Windsor, she's a very beautiful actress from the 50s and 60s. But there was one movie that was entirely watchable, but a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could. And what the fuck was this goddamn movie? I can't remember. It was another sci-fi. 50s sci-fi. It wasn't House on Haunted Hill. No, House on Haunted Hill. I find House on Haunted Hill kind of dull. You see it once and you've seen it like 6,000 fucking times, you know. Oh, I know what it was. It was a movie called The Earth Dies Screaming. And it had the title had nothing to do with the goddamn movie. But I wish that our real movie host would have dealt with that one, because he could have said, look, it tells you right there that The Earth Dies Screaming. Now, if you watch the movie, there is nobody dies screaming. The Earth is invaded. The human race is gassed, and then we're incinerated, and or we're turned into a robot, or turned into zombies. That's it. But it was cool. I can't describe it to you other than say it worked for me. It sucked, but the bad guys were these robots from outer space that were kind of funny. The makeup they put on the humans that had been turned into zombies was good enough. The eyes were blotted out white. It was in one of these British, it was a British-made movie from, 1962. So it was in one of these little British villages, black and white, so it looked kind of spooky. I know you people from England, your villages in black and white look real spooky to us. I'm sure that our towns look really fucked up to you as well in black and white. Particularly our Western ghost towns and shit, but probably any town. But the English country village or a little hamlet or town or whatever the hell you want to call it is really kind of creepy, man, in black and white. Like Village of the Damned. Was it Village of the Damned? Village of the Damned with the kids with the eyeballs that floated at the end of the movie. That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. We went to the movies one Friday night, my dad, my mom, me, my siblings. And it was Santa Anita Movie Theater. It was down the street. And we went to see Cinderfella, Jerry Lewis. But the opening feature was Village of the Damned. Now, who the fuck put those two movies together? It must have been the same studio, right? Trying to promote. But it's the demographics are completely fucked up, aren't they? I mean, Jerry Lewis, by that point in 1962, is definitely a guy that, well, who? I don't know who saw his, who went to see his movies. I thought he was kind of funny when I was a kid. You know, sort of. Not all the time, but sort of funny. All right, there's that. Then there was Village of the Damned with George Sanders and these kids with these eyeballs that went, and they, you know, make a guy get into his car and drive it into a wall and shit. That movie scared me, man. The idea that little kids could control adults scared the shit out of me. I didn't know whether I wanted to join them or, you know, turn them in. Seriously. All right. That's that. This is our pre-show.